Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Harry, you're still here.
Yeah, I don't know why.
What are you eating?
Power bar. I got some more Pop-Tarts, too. They were good.
Hold on a second here. I gave you a cinnamon sugar Pop-Tart, brown sugar and cinnamon. You went out and got more?
You gave me half of one.
Yeah, that's true. So now you've had two and a half.
Yep.
You didn't offer me any.
You want a half?
Not now, no. And then you ate a power bar.
Yeah.
This is incrinculent. And why are you still here? Not that I'm sad about that, but I thought T-Bird was coming in.
I have no idea what's going on.
Is he okay?
Maybe I'll reach out to him and I'll check.
Yeah, reach out to T-Bird. I thought he was going to be in. I'm mildly concerned about this. Let's go out to the Nemecolon fan hotline. Nemecolon around every corner creates real-life magic for guests. And that's where we find our friend and yours, Sean Gentile of The Athletic. Sean, how are you today?
Joe, you're like all the way back in on brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts. I've heard you on air talk about them multiple times over the last couple weeks. What's going on?
They give me a warm feeling that takes me back to childhood. I put them in the microwave for 10 seconds, and then it's just a happy place, and they're very good. You like Pop-Tarts?
I could eat nothing but Pop-Tarts. I have to actively stop myself from, I think this is where we're similar. If I get on a roll where that's just part of my daily routine, it's going to be badness. So I just stay away from them. I pretend they don't exist, because otherwise I would eat four of them every single morning that I'm alive.
How about cereal? You strike me as a Captain Crunch kind of guy.
Love Captain Crunch. Same deal with cereal, though. Like, I got to be careful or else I'm going to end up. Have you ever looked at, like, the serving size on a cereal box? Like, how the amount of cereal you're supposed to eat?
Oh, yeah, it's like a handful, and I eat bowls of it.
It's a handful, and if I get a box, I'm taking it down in a couple days. So it's another one, man. I just need to, for my own good, pretend that it doesn't exist. Keep it very, very limited. But man, cereal, oh baby.
What's the most underrated cereal, the Phil Garner of cereals, if you will, of all time? For me, it's Sugar Smacks. I don't think they ever got enough credit.
Cracklin' Oat Bran.
Mm.
Classic, like the square, you know, there's a hole in the middle. They're extremely bad for you. It's one of those things that's like marketed as, for whatever, it's called Cracklin' Oat Bran, so you think it like has some kind of nutritional value, and it really doesn't.
It's reverse nutritional value.
You are worse off for eating it. It's a good. Everybody wants to start your day with a big bowl of sugared carbs and milk. Yum, yum, yum.
I love the aftermath, though, of some of those cereals. At least I did when I was a kid. I can't drink milk anymore. It upsets my stomach in my old age.
I love all of it. I love the entire experience. I'm not complaining about eating sugared carbs in the morning. Like, it's awesome. But I don't know. We're getting old. I can't handle that stuff anymore.
Fruity Pebbles or Chocolate Pebbles?
I was not a Pebbles guy. I like those were not my favorite. Like, I would go Fruity Pebbles over Cocoa, but it was pretty far down the list for me. Honestly, I was
Trix.
I liked Trix. I was, but I was like Captain Crunch, Frosted Flakes,
Frosted.
Apple Jacks.
Oh yes, Apple Jacks. Apple Jacks is right behind Captain Crunch on the all-time list, and then Frosted
Absolutely.
Flakes. Somebody in a boardroom somewhere said, "Why don't we just take Corn Flakes and dump sugar on them?"
That's all anybody got. They're cutting out the middleman. They're saying like everybody already dumps sugar on these things anyways. You might as well just cut out the middleman. Also, Honey Bunches of Oats. That's one that I still buy.
That's underrated. Yeah.
Under the auspice that it's like, again, we're talking marketing here. They're barely different than Frosted Flakes, but it's just packaged in such a way where you're like, yeah, this isn't that bad for me, huh? Bad news. It is.
How about Honeycomb?
I like Honeycomb. The big boxes of Honeycomb. I feel like those are always the ones that would come in the huge family size boxes where you get like, you know, it'd be the size of a couple phone books stuck together. Absolutely.
Was it all the same? Is it all the same stuff? It's sure. Just like flour and sugar and oats, and they just put it in different forms and maybe put some color on it.
It's different proportions of grains, sugar, and chemicals. Yeah, and dyes.
Yeah, dyes and chemicals. You're right.
Mix it up.
How about peanut butter crunch? What an invention that was.
Indulgence. One of our most indulgent cereals, Joe. The peanut butter crunch. It's like a dessert.
It is. I could eat that right now. But I want to get into some of the stories that you've been talking about, that you've been retweeting and you've been writing. Here's an interesting one that you retweeted. Alan Walsh, the agent.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of my favorites, but he is an agent. There's about 1.5 billion reasons why the NHL is likely to expand by another two franchises sooner than later. It's found money that doesn't get shared with the players. Ain't that the case? Where are we going to see NHL franchises? Do you believe this? And secondly,
well,
first off,
Alan was commenting on a story I wrote. I wrote a very long reported out story about the idea that the league could go back to Atlanta. So he was commenting. Alan was commenting on my work. So I've been, you know,
even better.
Yeah, but I've been in the thick of that for a few weeks now. I think it's probably over a 50% chance that there is expansion and that Atlanta is involved with it at this point for sure. And one of the main reasons, like Alan said, I think 1.5 billion for two teams is probably conservative at this point, because the Ottawa Senators are about to sell for possibly $1 billion. So if you're talking a few years down the line, you know, $750, $800, $900 million for an expansion team is a reasonable amount to pay. And that money goes directly to the owners. It bypasses the players. It is not part of hockey-related revenue. So if you're talking, you know, it's pretty easy math when you're saying if there's $1.8 million spread in between 32 other owners, no questions asked, a lot of the times they're going to say yes to that. So you throw that in. You throw in the fact that people really do sincerely think that, you know, Atlanta in particular would be different the second time around. And there are smart people there. There's connected people there. There's moneyed people there that believe it can happen. You know, that they can get an arena built in the right place. They really think it's a matter of when rather than if. And I'm almost at the point now where I agree with them. It's crazy.
That's surprising to me. I used to love to go to Atlanta. I'd stay at the Marriott on the other side of town, and I loved the city. Great food, great atmosphere. And then Phillips Arena, since Phillips was, you know, into electricity, lighting, you'd go to your seat, and there was a little desk lamp at your seat. The place was dark, but you had your own personal desk lamp and free popcorn, fresh popcorn, a bag of it, waiting at your seat. And then I also remember they had trail mix, and I was a big fan of that. I thought that was a great idea. Trail mix at the seat. That's kind of beside the point. Nobody went to the games. Why Atlanta has the what's happening in Atlanta that has the NHL convinced that that's a good place?
If people actually want to read like a longer, well thought out, you know, well, better put together piece, me and Mike Russo wrote something about it. It's at The Athletic, whatever, just Google, you know, my name and Atlanta NHL. It'll pop up. But the clip notes here are that arena, even back then in the late 90s, whenever it was built, for hockey purposes, probably shouldn't have been downtown. It was Ted Turner, who was a downtown Atlanta guy. He paid $80 million for the Thrashers back then, basically as an excuse to get the arena built, right? Like, his goal there was to get a downtown arena built. Having an NHL team, you know, an NHL expansion team was the easiest way to make that happen. So the arena gets built. He says, all right, we're good here, and sells the team basically to a group of 8 or 9 businessmen from 3 different cities who, for all intents and purposes, didn't know what they were doing, A, and were mainly just trying to buy the Hawks in the arena. The Thrashers were an afterthought. So they didn't spend money on them. They didn't really care. And the end result was the NHL didn't care either. They needed a team to move to Winnipeg after the deal with the Arizona Coyotes fell through, and that was that. Goodbye, Thrashers. Well, now you have, you know, multiple groups that are interested in owning the team and are working towards either building, you know, either acquiring land rights, the development rights, or just straight up building them. In one case, you know, a spot in the area north of the city. And that's where the hockey fans live, and that's where a lot of the adult leagues are, and that's where, you know, that sort of hockey fan demographic has kind of coalesced over the last couple of years. Like, there's a very, very good chance that 3 or 4 or 5 years from now, we're talking about an NHL team that's playing in Alpharetta, Georgia, which is, you know, a northern suburb of downtown Atlanta.
What other cities are getting talked about if there's going to be 2 teams? Are they going to bring a team to Buffalo at some point?
I think they have one already. I've heard. I don't know.
No, they're getting better. They're getting better.
They're good, dude. Like, they're a relevant team. If Devin Levi's the real deal, they're going to be on the fringe of the playoffs next season. It's only good things ahead for them. But the other team expansion wise is the other spot expansion wise is Houston. Hmm. I think that's the predominant, or that's the you know, the kind of better choice, I think, at this point, is having a team in Atlanta and having a team in Houston. It's probably further along in Atlanta, because in Houston, you know, there isn't any pending arena deal, and Tillman Fertitta, who owns the Rockets, has booking rights over the Rockets arena, which is called the Toyota Center. So if there's an NHL team at the moment, you know, they'd probably have to be owned by Tillman Fertitta. And I think there's, you know, pretty legitimate questions over whether he has the cash or the capacity or possibly the interest in bringing a team in himself. So Atlanta's a little bit farther along. Houston is definitely on the list of desired spots for the league. And the other thing to watch, if and when the Arizona Coyotes thing finally bottoms out and they move, the leader in the clubhouse for where they would go after next season at this point is probably Salt Lake City. So in 5 years, very real possibility that we're talking about a 34-team NHL with teams in Salt Lake City, Houston, and Atlanta.
Wow. Sean Gentile of The Athletic, he's on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Nemecolon around every corner creates real-life magic for guests. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit him online at southhillsjeep.com. And you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Sean, I had Bomboli on earlier. We're talking goalies, as you and I did the other day. And he brought up a name that really intrigues me and had me saying, forget about all the other guys, because I love this kid and he's still a kid. And he's played on a crappy team, and apparently they want to get rid of him. Is that right, Carter Hart?
I would maybe pump the brakes on that. Like, I don't know that that's necessarily something. Like, it seemed yesterday like maybe that was the next domino to fall, because the Flyers made a big trade. Danny Briere comes in as GM there, and he's all about the rebuild, which is great. That's good for them. They needed someone to hit the button and just kind of start fresh. Carter Hart's, you know, even though he hasn't been traded yet, he is sort of the next most valuable piece behind Provorov, right? Because he's young, he's pretty good. He bounced back last year in a big way. The season before last, he stunk. The season that just ended, though, he was, you know, keeping them afloat at points single-handedly throughout the season. So the bloom's back on the rose for him. He's certainly played a lot better over the last year. He's got 1 year left on his contract, which, you know, you got some cost control there, and then he hits RFA again. So, you know, that's a big deal. in a market like you and I talked about a couple days ago, that's weak to the point where Tristan Jarry is probably the top name on it. I think if something like that were to happen, man, you know, and you're the Penguins, you would immediately want to make a run at it. And that's, you know, the obvious issue there, though, is since when do the Flyers and Penguins go out of their way to make any trades? So you know, that's easier said than done. But Carter Hart, for sure, he's he's an interesting name, and he's a guy who would be in demand absolutely because of the state of the goalie market league-wide if the Flyers do decide that they want to move on.
What would you do with Guentzel if I didn't ask you that before? I was very intrigued by both Chris Mack and Bomboli telling me that Sid, you asked Sid, and if Sid, and you know Sid's going to want to keep him, and you go with what Sid wants. And I certainly, I certainly consult with Sid, but I don't know that, that on a huge issue like that, that he's going to make the call for me. If I feel like it's best to move on from Guentzel, that's what I'm going to do. How about you?
If you're trying to win games over the next few years, like, what do you, how do you move on from Guentzel?
Well,
Guentzel, you have to replace Jake Guentzel on a, sure, on a win now team.
In the form of a James Neal for Hornquist trade, maybe you look for a different kind of player.
I understand that, like, from a logistical standpoint. I mean, those trades don't happen that often. Like, there's a, like, we're talking about James Neal, league-wide James Neal for Patrick Hornquist might be the best example of a straight-up hockey trade, basically, right, where it's player for player. And that happened 10 years ago at this point. Like, it's close enough to it. Those are tough to make. And a huge complicating factor here, too, is, you know, the salary cap is still flat. Like, these teams, all these teams have planned, including the Penguins, when they signed Jake Guentzel to that last extension, which I believe he's got one more year left on. All these teams are planning for the cap to be about $10 million higher than where it is right now because of all the stuff that happened, you know, with revenues creating during the pandemic and the way they've kind of chosen to dig their way out of it, right? Next year, their cap's going to jump. Like, it seems like the players are going to have paid back the escrow debt. I talked to Marty Walsh, who's the new PA boss, a couple days ago, and he said, you know, this is it. You know, they're going to kind of tear the Band-Aid off for this season, and then there's going to be a jump for next year. Well, that's great, but teams like the Penguins and a lot of UFAs are still feeling the crunch. And whenever you're talking about teams bumped up against the cap, it makes everything more difficult, whether it's retaining your own free agents, whether it's going out and getting new ones, or whether it's seeking out, you know, big name hockey trades like Jake Guentzel for some hypothetical, you know, Patrick Hornquist 2.0. It's a tough market to do anything in right now because of how little money's flying around.
Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Usually, Sean, you can help me choose this today. We just go with Malzy by default. Do you have anybody else on social media who could be a loser today? Bryson DeChambeau didn't exactly himself in glory with that interview yesterday.
It's unbelievable. We gotta go to Chambeau, right?
Yeah.
That has to be him. I mean, like, in-house, like, you're talking about 93-7 guys, it's got to be Filippone just based on precedent. I also saw he suggested that – the Pirates should – sign, I think, Madison Bumgarner, but Pony used a picture that was like pixelized to the point where you had no idea what you're looking at. It was like a thumbnail from 2006. Yeah. Like, what do you want us to do here? But like, if we're going outside that scope, it's got to be Bryson DeChambeau. Like, he goes on TV and, you know, he's like, it's fine that our new bosses are the guys that hacked up Jamal Khashoggi and dissolved him in acid and whatever else. Like, he's like, people make mistakes. Okay.
People make mistakes.
Have you ever made a mistake like that, Joe?
No.
In your life?
I have not.
Accidentally chopped up someone? I mean, neither. I said, I swore on the radio a couple days ago. That's a mistake.
That was a mistake. Harry wasn't here for it. Yeah, and he's convinced that the Saudis who are in charge of all this are looking for world peace, are looking to make everything better, a better world for we're all trying to accomplish a better world for everybody, he said, DeChambeau. So yeah, he'll be social media's biggest loser today. Let me ask you one more question before I let you go. May I?
Mm-hmm. You may.
I see out of Carolina that the Panthers have moved Bryce Young right past Andy Dalton on the depth chart. And Bryce Young took all the first team reps during Thursday's OTA. They gave him the keys to the franchise. In my opinion, that's what Mike Tomlin should have done with Pickett last year. We know now that his belief in Mitch Trubisky was so scant that all it took was 3.5 games to rip him out of there. And you lost all that time. You know, I don't know if it's going to make a huge difference now. I think it did when he came in last year. All that time he lost building a rapport. Do what these guys did with Bryce Young. Do what the Bengals did with Burrow. And some people say, well, he's not those guys. Well, then why'd you draft him? You drafted him 20th overall. You believe he's your franchise quarterback. Give him the keys.
If you think that your offensive line is not like 2002 Houston Texans bad, where they almost got poor David Carr killed, like, out of the gate, as long as you're not talking about a level of ineptitude like that, I think you got to do it. I think you got to roll with the top pick. Like, there, you kind of have two choices, though. The way I look at it, I guess, is if you think that your backup can get you to the bye week, like, maybe you start him, right? And then if you know, you want to install the guy in on the long week, you know, I can kind of see the justification there. But if it's a guy who you think you're going to end up having to pull mid game or in week three or whatever, like, whatever week that was, whenever Pickett came in against the Jets, week six, like, you might as well just go with the young guy off the bat, because otherwise, what's the point? Like, you're going to throw him in a bad situation where it's like on a short week or in the middle of the game, you know, and then he's not going to know what he's doing for a few weeks. So I'm on board with it, man. Just roll with Bryce Young from the jump.
I think they're smart to do it. Sean, you're a wonderful man. Thank you for taking time.
I love talking to you, Joe. Anytime.
Should I say hello to Mulsey when he walks in here too for you?
Absolutely not.
All right, I'll avoid that. Thank you, Sean.
Bye now.
Goodbye. The time right now is 1:23, brought to you by Precision Pointing. Have you checked your bricks? Call Precision Pointing at 724-WE-POINT. That's 724-WE-POINT. Coming up, I want to dive a little deeper into that Bryce Young story and a couple of other football stories that are brewing, including dates now for training camp. When's the exact first day for the Steelers? First practice, night practice. I have all of that sitting right in front of me, and we'll talk about it on Cookin' Joe.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Da 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 da.
You hate that song so much you just sing to it now?
Yeah.
That's the one you don't like, right?
Yeah. So then that begs the question, why do you continue to play it, Harry?
Well, our system here has a rotator, so we just get a random song every...
Change the system.
I can't do that.
Yes, you can. You don't have to employ it. You can use any song you wanted.
So when I do this show from now on, you want the Harry Callis mix?
Yes.
All right.
The Harry Callis mix would be great. Steeler training camp schedule released. We saw their preseason schedule the other day. I got some questions for you. I'm still thinking about this Bryce Young thing. I think Mike Tomlin made a mistake, a big mistake in the handling of his quarterbacks last year. I think when you draft a guy like that, and especially when it's a guy who's already 38 years old, like Kenny Pickett was, and the big drawing card, or one of the big drawing cards with him was, he's NFL ready. He's advanced. He's played tons of college football. Why didn't you just give him the keys when he walked in the door? You want to make him earn it? I mean, if he's the guy you think he is, then he's going to be self-motivated. He's not the type of guy that you need to make earn it, I wouldn't think. I love what Frank Reich did in Carolina. I love what the Bengals did with Joe Burrow and other teams have done here. It's your team. It's your franchise. Go. Start to develop a rapport with your receivers. We saw at the outset last year, I wonder if the Steelers would have made the playoffs. I think they would have, actually, if Pickett had simply been the guy from day one or day two or day three of OTAs. I really do. I mean, you saw that him and Deontay took a while to get on the same page, in some ways never really did, but certainly took a bit. You think of the miscommunication with the huge interception at the end of the Miami game. It would be one thing if Tomlin had been really convicted in his belief about Trubisky. Obviously, he wasn't, we now know, because he gave him, what, 4, 8, 12, 14 quarters before he ripped him out forever? I think that was a big miscalculation. I really do. And then with the preseason schedule this year, another question comes to mind, and it's going to be Steelers at Bucks August 11th. Steelers home against the Bills on August 19th, and the Steelers at the Falcons for a real barn burner on August 24th. How much do you play your guys? I know this comes up every year, but man, it sure seems pertinent with this team after TJ Watt got injured in the preseason last year. And Najee seemed to be re-injured in the preseason. It was just, I thought it was crazy. And still do. To play important players. How much would you play Pickett in the preseason? Not much for me. The risk-reward is not great enough for me. It just isn't. I wouldn't let TJ Watt go near the field. I wouldn't even have him standing on the sidelines if somebody could crash into him. I wouldn't even have him in Tampa or Atlanta. He can watch at home. That was insane last year, what happened with him. Because you're always going to have guys out there wanting to prove themselves. I'll be the guy. I'll be the back who can pick up TJ Watt. I'll show you what I can do. I'll make the team on that, you know, by going low on him and hitting him in the knees, something like that. And then Najee, what does he need a preseason for? The guy touches the ball 7,000 times during the season. How about just saving him for his first few touches of the season? Really? And then Pickett, I get it. You're trying to sort of upgrade and advance the offense a little bit. I get that, but it would be very minimal and very careful with him. Because that's the other thing. You say, well, these guys love to get reps in the preseason. Well, how does playing totally vanilla football in the preseason really help anyway? How does that mimic anything you're going to do in week one? What does it matter? You get used to the speed of the game. Do you? The speed of the game in the preseason's the same as it's going to be at Acrisure Stadium when the Niners walk through that tunnel? I've never really understood that, and I've always praised people who don't play their important players in the preseason. That's the way I would go. And in the meantime, training camp. Steelers just released this today. Players report Wednesday, July 26th. The 56th year that St. Vincent will be the Steelers' summer home. And I love that place. I truly do. when I used to go up there and actually cover the team, not as a beat writer, but a columnist and sort of a sometimes a fill-in beat guy at times, I would stay in the dorms up there. And I loved the Spartan dorm life. Used to get up in the morning, walk down, have a nice breakfast, go walk. There's a trail there that goes around a cornfield. Would see Kevin Colbert either on his bike or walking out there. I love that place. There's a special magic to St. Vincent, to La Trobe. And then the first actual practice open to the public will be the next day, July 27th at 1:55 p.m. And then the pads go on Tuesday, August 1st. Three nights later, on a Friday night, the annual Friday Night Lights practice at La Trobe Memorial Stadium at 7 o'clock. So, and then the whole thing wraps up with the final practice that's open to the public anyway on August 17th at 10:30. It's always amazing. It's such a short time, but it feels like so many stories developed during that time. And the high priority, the highest priority is health, is coming out of that thing healthy. And they didn't last year, did they? Between training camp and the preseason, I don't remember if T.J. Watt's injury was after training camp officially ended, but you had that. You had Najee with some problems. You had Calvin Austin III, an extremely notable injury after being really one of the early camp darlings. You remember that? And then all of a sudden he's hurt, and then he's never seen again for the whole season. He'll be one of the big storylines going into this camp. To a large degree, you can't avoid the injury risk. I get that in camp. You got to play some football, and you're going to be running around at full speed and all that stuff. But you certainly have a choice when it comes to preseason games. You certainly do. And I thought that the head coach just mismanaged that last year. I don't want to see Najee Harris on the field. Him too. Not even on the sidelines. Him and TJ can go watch the games together in another city. Don't care where they are. And every guy wants to play. I get that. Well, ask him if he wants to play. No, I'm the coach. Not asking him anything. He'll play if I want him to. He won't if I want him to. All these guys are sick competitors. So they're always going to want to play. You know, I remember Ben in these games. Well, he's just going to drop back and not do anything. Yeah, you put him on a field with a bunch of guys, he's going to run around and try and make plays and probably take unnecessary hits. So why waste that in a preseason game? I've never seen the benefits of it. Some guys are going to have to play. I get that. All right. Harry, who's coming in to do the PM show? T-Bird?
No, I'm doing the PM.
Oh, you're working the doubleheader, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think of Donnie Football's rise to fame? That happened quickly, didn't it?
I like Donnie.
Would you consider him a budding legend in the Pittsburgh sports media community?
I'd say so.
Yeah.
He likes wings and, you know, reviews those. And
he's a Pittsburgh guy through and through, Donnie Football. He truly is. I mean, the whole character, the whole persona, I think, is one that people around here love and relate to. He's Donnie Football, right?
I'd say so.
Nice guy.
Nice guy.
Behind the scenes when it's just you producers back there. He's nice.
Well, I've known him from even before I went to Waynesburg. I met him at one of the camps there for sports announcers. And he's been nice and supportive of me ever since. But yeah, great guy.
Did you ever think he was going to be famous?
Yeah. After going through school with him, I'm like, this dude's legit.
Wow. Interesting. You also are famous at this point. Do people know you to see you yet? And if they do they call you Harry?
No, they don't know me to see me.
How can we fix that? Because Joe Kopp back there became known to people. And when they would see him on the youth football fields and things like that, they would walk up to him and say, hi, horse. They knew he was a horse. How can we get people to recognize you and say, hi, Harry?
See, I don't know. It's tricky, too, because when I introduce myself out and about, I'm Nicholas Callis, right? But a lot of people know me as Harry Callis from this station. So if I tell them I work at the Fan and they're like, oh, yeah, no, I haven't heard you. What do you do? I'm like, I produce. You might know me as Harry. And then they go, oh.
There you go. There you go.
That's the magic word.
Give it a little time. And when you're seen on the streets of Pittsburgh, you'll just be known as Harry. I promise you. I know Donnie's known as Donnie.
He's Donnie Football.
Yeah, you can't say Donnie. He's Donnie Football.
I'd love to know if many know his real last name by this point.
What is his real last name?
Chedrick.
I didn't know that. Do you think if he gets married, his wife will be, you know, Sarah Football? Should he legally change his name to Football? Should he trademark that?
I don't think he wants to do that.
Did Johnny? Did the original Johnny Football do that?
Are you talking about
Johnny Manziel?
No, he didn't.
Did he trademark Johnny Football?
Sounds like something dumb he would do, but no.
I think Donnie should trademark Donnie Football and then get his last name legally changed to that. So it can be Mr. and Mrs. Football and the football family. It would be unbelievable,
wouldn't it? It would be. I don't know if he wants to, but it's an idea for sure.
I think it's a hell of an idea, and I'm going to suggest it to him. I've got a listing here of the 30 greatest college football players of all time by Bleacher Report, and Pitt fans are going to be very happy with one pick and very angry with another. Wait a second here. They're going to be very angry with a couple things, actually. I'll tell you about it next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's cooking brought to you by Mr. Rooter.
Thank you, Mr. Rooter.
Call 412-ROOTER2 and by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here. Come check out Trailblazer, Equinox, and the all-new redesigned 2024 Trax. And online at sunchevy.com. Hazy today with an air quality alert still in place and a high of 70 degrees. Amanda Sile just came in. What's her official role? Is she the head of promotions? Is that what she does? Is that
sounds
accurate?
Right.
I don't know. I don't want to mischaracterize her.
Yeah.
She asked another theoretical question about last season. If TJ Watt is never hurt, do we ever see Kenny Pickett? It's a very interesting question, isn't it?
It is.
Do you have an answer for that, Harold?
I don't think we do. I think the Steelers pull out more wins, like especially against the Patriots, the Jets. Well, that's when he came in, was against it, yeah. So I think they win more games early in the season.
I know. I think we do see him eventually because I think Trubisky was on a track where it wasn't going to get a whole lot better. I could be wrong. It's
but not
all theoretical.
As soon as week 4 he came in, right?
Yeah.
I don't think as soon.
Yeah, I don't think it would have been. All right, very quickly to finish today. I mean, we get more into this tomorrow. Bleacher Report, greatest college football players of all time, the 30 greatest. They don't have Michael Vick on here. Are you blanking kidding me? They don't have Reggie Bush on here? Please. But I do. It's impossible, right? It's impossible to win this thing. This guy has Herschel Walker 1, followed by Archie Griffin, touchdown Tommy Frazier. I love this. And he had the presence of mind and the historical knowledge to have Hugh Green as the 4th greatest college football player ever. I love that. I do love that. We just were talking about this the other day. I forget who was in here about Dorsett and Green, and you'll have people tell you Hugh Green was the greatest Pitt player ever. But Dorsett's not on this list until 18? Come on. This guy has Hopalong Cassidy ahead of him. He's got Earl Campbell ahead of him. Earl Campbell was a great college running back. I'll grant you that. But I would say that Tony Dorsett has as good or better a college resume as anybody who ever played the game. Anybody who ever played. Earl Campbell had 1,000 yards twice. He had an unbelievable senior year where he had 1,700 yards and 18 touchdowns. But let's go to Tony Dorsett. Let's go to the record here, Harry Callis. Let's take a look at what this guy did. He had four seasons of 1,000 yards, two 1,600-yard seasons, and then in his senior year, he had 2,150. 2,150 yards rushing with 22 touchdowns, a Heisman, and a national championship. So get out of here with Earl Campbell and any other running back, quite frankly, you want to put on here. I think he might be. And by the way, he ended his career as the all-time leading college rusher. I know, Harry. Herschel Walker only played three seasons. Tony Dorsett's the greatest college running back ever. See you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.